Hello, this is Lesson 5, Part 1. I've just been looking at the new videos, sending feedback, going back and looking at old journal entries that I hadn't corrected, and some people have put up new extracts from their journal, and that's great. Could you all be careful? Most of you have given me written work and videos. Could all of you make sure that you do that? A few people are still working on their video, but I should have a video from all of you, I think, by the end of the week, as soon as possible at this point. And all of you should make sure there's at least one extract from a journal. I think I've got most people, but I must have some written work and some video work from everyone. When you can, there are also a few more audio files giving feedback. Try and keep up with listening to what other people have put up, either in written form or audio form. Also out of respect for them, because they've bothered to do that. But I think it helps for us to keep connected. We've said this before, it is frustrating doing this course in particular in this way. I think we're doing really well. I think you are all doing very well, but you're making a big effort, and we're doing it as well as we can. And some interesting things, you know, like the videos, which we might not have done if it hadn't been for this. I mean, these positive things have come out of it. But it is hard work for all of us to keep looking at these files, to keep up to date on what people are putting up, because we never know when people are going to put new stuff up, and it does take time listening. You know, in my case, I want to give you feedback, I want to give you corrections. So this is the course kind of on my mind all the time. Yes, again, last night I wake up in the morning thinking, oh, I've got to get my head round everything that's going on in that course and direct it more. So I agree with you. Some of you gave feedback on the hot seat, and I think that was very positive. So I think next lesson, next video conference, okay, which I think is on the 2nd of April, okay, this Thursday, we should do the hot seat for the new characters that we have. Valeria, Luisa, and Anita should sit on the hot seat, and hopefully we'll have other videos from the people who haven't put them up yet, and they'll be able to do the hot seat. We've said we're going to discuss those few questions I asked you about Dance, Dance, Dance. And I think I'm still asking you to consider the pages of Hotel World on Elspeth. I need you also to keep in mind that this course is textual transformation. So while developing our characters and our ideas, we also need to refer back to texts I've given you, but also any texts that come to your mind in the second semester. Usually this is another thing I haven't been able to push to the forefront, let's say, is that often in the second semester people also bring their own texts, things that come to mind to do with the theme. So if things come to mind, send us the text or send us the ideas. That's fine. I do feel, you know, we have got a lot of threads to keep weaving into the general scheme of things. So we've also got to be careful not to overload ourselves with these threads. I keep looking at the ideas people have had for Virginia Woolf, for example. That's another thread that we've got to keep our mind on. And I do think, but I'm saying this because I want also feedback from you. I do think Chiara's idea of the balconies would be good with your journals rather than Virginia Woolf's journal. So at some point, I think we're going to have to form a small group, or possibly give the job to just one person who starts the job and then maybe consults with other people, or when they've done their initial job, send us a written text which we can all give feedback on. I haven't told you what this job would be, given to one person or to a group of people, and that would be to look at all the journals, everybody, all the students' journals, and kind of pick a selection of comments from those journals. So including everyone, but obviously very, very short passages from each person's journal, which piece together also a kind of history of what's been happening over this course. The big changes that have been going on, the way people's moods have changed, their reactions to the news, to how they're coping with their way of life. So that is a huge job. But I do think that that some of you should take that job on, because I don't want it to be me choosing. And then we can have, I mean, this idea of the balconies, we can have people around the class. I mean, I think we would have to do this not in just one moment. We would have to divide this into several short sections with, let's say, six people as if they were standing on balconies around the class, and just saying very, very short phrases or sentences from their journals, as if they're shouting them to each other. But let me know, you know, if people have ideas to supplement this, that would be good. So that's a job which maybe we could start over the Easter break. I've been, okay, we are having this video conference this Thursday, but the idea among the other lettori is that we stick to the original plan for this semester, which would be that we would have 1 week off for Easter. So in our case, not this Thursday, but the Thursday after, which would be the 9th, we would not do the video conference. We would have a week off. You know, this might be very helpful to people who've got a little bit behind with some things. It could be a moment to do a bit of work on these journals, which would mean that people should all make sure they have at least a second extract from their journals up there on the Google Drive. Okay. Now, so for the second, we've already got quite a lot to do. We're talking about Dance, Dance, Dance. We're talking about Elspeth. And we're doing some more Hot Seat. But I think the first thing we're doing, I'm working this out as I speak, and again I can have feedback, is that each group is going to report on where they've got to in their discussion, in their ordering and putting together of their videos. Okay. Nothing. There's no reason why these groups shouldn't give us feedback with an audio file or a written file before then, so that we're kind of prepared. But we'll start, let's say, with a group report. Then we'll discuss the texts, and then we will discuss and we will do the hot seats with the people who haven't yet done them. So we're going to have to be very efficient. I'm hoping that I can reset the video conference, because I think that perhaps we should start the video conference at 1:45, if that isn't a problem. Okay, just so we've got a little bit more time there. Because I think it's important we do those things. One point about the Elspeth thing is that I keep coming back to the fact of the emptying one's pocket for the newspaper reporter. Elspeth is asked to empty her pocket and puts out her possessions. I mean, again, this could be a sort of separate element in our performance, this kind of comparing people's possessions. So it could be a moment even where we're kind of putting together the client in the hotel and the homeless person, and looking at possessions and what people own. Okay, so having the homeless person empty her pocket and the hotel client going through the contents of her suitcase, or it could even be the chambermaid going through the contents of the hotel client's suitcase. Okay, so for example, Valeria, who played the part of the chambermaid very well, I think, on her video, could be going through the suitcase a la Sophie Cal. Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to write down a program for the video conference as well. And I may do a second recording now, because I think it could be a good point now to look actually at one of the other texts in your booklets, just so we, you know, keep contact with texts. I'll probably just introduce to you the Beckett sketch, which I do actually every year, because it's just perfect for coordination of different speakers on the stage, and also very, very precise stage directions. Okay, and we usually have a lot of fun doing this sketch in threes. So each three, so here we're working on the same element. Oh dear, my phone's, so I'll come back to that. I'll end this now.